AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump is officially underway.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts delivering the Senate oath of trial. Delaware Democrat Chris Coons says he felt and feels a responsibility.
Raising my right hand and swearing to do impartial justice was a solemn moment for all of us.
President Trump told reporters in the Oval Office,
a phony hoax put out by the Democrats so they can try and win an election that hopefully they're not going to win.
House prosecutors will begin presenting their case next Tuesday. The Senate will decide whether to convict or acquit President Trump on two charges. A two-thirds vote is needed for conviction. New revelations have emerged about the president's dealings with Ukraine. The Government Accountability Office says the White House violated federal law in withholding the security assistance to Ukraine. At the same time, an indicted associate of Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas, has turned over to prosecutors new documents linking the president to the shadow foreign policy being run by Giuliani. AP's Eric Tucker reports.
Part of what the president has suggested all along is that he wasn't Rudy Giuliani's keeper. He didn't know about all of these conversations. And so now you have this person who was very close to Giuliani suggesting otherwise, and he is insisting that the president was aware the whole time and was in the loop, and he describes hearing and having knowledge of Rudy Giuliani briefing the president directly.
Today's developments have led Democrats to again insist the Senate call witnesses during the trial. This is AP News. Convoys of food and supplies are making it to mountain towns outside Seattle that have been cut off for days by heavy snow that's fallen in the Northwest. Cheryl Wall, who lives in Skyomish, tells KOMO.
It definitely is out of the norm for how short of a time we've gotten this much snow.
Power is out in the town, number of other mountain towns as well. Storm system moving to the south and east. Parts of Northern California and Lake Tahoe are braced for feet of snow. Misdemeanor simple battery warrant has been issued in New Orleans for Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Video posted on social media appears to show Beckham swatting a security officer's buttocks during LSU's locker room victory celebration following Monday night's college national championship game. Beckham played for LSU. A top House Democrat introducing emergency spending bill to help Puerto Rico deal with a recent earthquake. Puerto Rico is still struggling to rebuild and recover from the hurricanes in 2017. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.